This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigner Bills 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provision to confer upon the central government certain power with the regards to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holds significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities and building foundation for research and development and manufacturing among others. The Home Minister said India has a long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants and it has been a sanctuary even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them a place to live with dignity. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch the Sahakar Taxi, a cooperative run-ride hailing service model after Uber and Ola. The Corporation Minister was speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi scheme. He mentioned that in a few months, a few very large cooperative taxi service will be started in which the registration of two-wheelers, rickshaws and four-wheelers will be possible and the profit will go directly to the driver. The Ministry of Defence has signed a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of the NAG missile system, an anti-tank weapon platform and 5,000 light vehicles. The ministry in a statement said the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicles will enhance indigenization and national defense equipment manufacturing capabilities. It said these projects have immense potential for direct and indirect employment generation by encouraging the MSME sector through components manufacturing. The contracts under the Indian indigenously designed, developed and manufactured category were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the enduring strategic partnership between India and Russia, stating that it is set to deepen further as both nations navigate a complex geopolitical landscape. He made these remarks addressing Russia and India towards a new bilateral agenda conference hosted by Indian Embassy in Moscow and Russian Council via video message. Dr. Jaishankar further reiterated the ambitious goal of boosting bilateral trade with the set target of increasing to $100 billion by 2030. He also emphasized the importance of collaboration in various sectors, including energy, defense and emerging areas like technology and agriculture. Dr. Jaishankar said that the further enhancement of the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia continues to be a shared foreign policy priority. He said that this relationship with deep historic roots and long tradition of trust and mutual respects continue to expand and deepen in the backdrop of dynamic world order. In Pakistan, Balochistan suspected insurgent shot and killed six people from Punjab province after forcing them off a passenger bus in Gwadar district. Senior superintendent of police Hafiz Baluch said the attack occurred late last night when armed men stopped a Karachi-bound bus near the Kalmet area of the Urmara Highway. In the Indian IPL Premier League T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad last night. Chasing a victory target of 191 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad Lucknow, Super Giants scored 193 for 5 in just 16.1 overs. For Lucknow Super Giants, Nicholas Puran was the highest scorer with 70 runs. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Pat Cummins took 2 wickets. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 190 runs for loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.